Sam, we got the champ. We got the champ.
Is he here?
He got the champ, Sam.
All right.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Saturday, late morning, second day of August. Want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We have got, I can't remember if we've ever had, well, we had one on before, but yeah, it's been a minute.
Deontay Wilder.
That's right.
And he came with a briefcase and went, what's in the briefcase?
It was like Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, what's it in this black briefcase? And that was the belt. The championship belt was in this black briefcase.
He walked around with it and went, nobody snatching that briefcase. I swear, he carried it. It was like an episode of Pulp, it was like Pulp Fiction around
here. He always wondered, like, what are you doing with a briefcase, man? What are you doing with that? He had the championship belt in the briefcase.
Hey, champ, we got to tell you real quick here. We've got to do a formal introduction. We want to welcome Brian Norman Jr. to the show. Welterweight, yes, WBO welterweight champion.
Welcome to the show, man.
The world. Undefeated, Sam.
Welcome, champ.
Undefeated.
Welcome. Champ, I'm glad to be here.
I have to tell you, though, champ, while we were in break here, Sam, who's been covering sports forever and ever and ever, shared a story that I had never heard from before. He actually called Bob Arum's office once. And Bob picked up the phone. He likes to tell this story.
I don't know if he still does that. You're on the top rank. He don't pick up his own phone these days, does he?
Shoot, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't called him myself because even I don't believe he picked up the phone. If you don't catch him in person, I don't think you can talk to him.
This was years ago.
Up a meeting. They said he got a 3-month wait time, but he will get you in.
Three month wait, right? Even getting a belt strapped around him, he still got to wait 3 months.
Well, that explains the difference in what it was years ago and what it is now. Man, great to have you on with us. Your story is simply remarkable, and it's something boxing is basically a family situation with you, right?
Yes, sir. As you know, I'm Brian Norman Jr., so I came into the game from Brian Norman Sr., my pops. He used to fight as well. He came up with Vernon Forrest. I know y'all guys know him as well.
Yeah.
So he used to train with him, spar with him all the time as well. So he retired, and here I am. So family business.
Champ, what was that lesson, that whatever it was, that lesson that your father gave you early on and it stayed with you, and you remember it throughout your career?
It's going to sound oh so simple, but it's just simply discipline and consistency.
Okay.
History will forever repeat itself, and that is the blueprint to everything. We always try to look for the secret to how to succeed in any venture in life, and that's literally what it is. Learn your craft and just stay on it. Don't take too much time off and just do the right thing. We all know the right thing. We all know the wrong thing. Just simply do what we know we're supposed to do. That's where the discipline and consistency come in at.
Well, and then here's my question for a layman person, somebody who likes boxing, loves boxing, been watching it throughout our lives, but maybe doesn't understand this part of it. And it is the foundation, the things that you just talked about, you know, the footwork, the things that aren't pretty and sexy on a regular basis that you had to put the hours and hours and hours in learning. Is that what you're talking about, the message you got from your father?
Yes, sir. So a lot of people and anything in life is they look at the finished product. They see what we present to them in person, but they don't see the background work. And that's where everything real really gets ugly and muggy at. That's where the grind and the process come in. And that's what I love. You got to fall in love with the process of it all.
There you go. People want the sausage. They don't want to see how the sausage is made. Nope. But we're spending time this morning with the champ, Brian Norman Jr. And he is social. If you're on Twitter, he is at Official B Norman, at Official B Norman. On the Instagram, he is at Official B Norman, Official B Norman. You just coming off a very successful defense. A fight didn't last too long, your last one, and you ended it with a left hook. Tell us about that bout.
You said the last bout in Japan?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a real definition of a world champion. I went over to this guy, not just city, not just state, but his own country, his own hometown, real deal. And as you seen, fifth round knockout, took care of Bennett, and I believe they said he lost a month and a half worth of memory because of that fight.
Oh, yeah.
They say he don't even remember signing the contract with me. He said he don't even remember me as a whole person.
Y'all need to see this. Sam showed me that. He showed me the fight. He showed me the knockout. And all of a sudden, all I could think about was Smokey from Friday.
Yeah.
That's all I could think of. But here's my question to you. What's the best part about being the champ?
Believe it or not, I just love, like I said earlier, it's just the whole process of it all. And the fact that I can be a role model. I think in today's society, we don't really see a lot of good role models. I'm going to say in life in general, everybody want to be loud, arrogant, boastful, things of that nature. But you never have real, I'm going to say real people. You see a whole lot of characters out here. So that's what I love the most. I went through the whole process of it all. I went through a whole lot of grinds and hardships and boxing in life. But look at what I came through. Georgia is not known as a boxing state, as a boxing city at all. But I'm a country bumpkin. That's what people say. I'm a country dude. I'm not supposed to be here, not supposed to be there. But look at me and look at what I did. So I just like the fact that I can show y'all and tell y'all my story.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us to tell us your story. Of course, you got another big fight coming up in November. But before we get into that, you're doing something very special today for some young folks. Talk about what you're doing and why you're doing this today.
Yes, sir. Actually, I'm just packing some stuff up as we speak. But back to school giveaway, that's literally today at 1 o'clock. It starts at 1 o'clock. It's right by Stonecrest Mall. To give you the exact address, it is 7342 Stonecrest Concourse. That's in Latonia, Georgia, zip code 30038. But back to school giveaway, last minute check-ins, you know, for the kids. You know, school start back on Monday, so whatever y'all need, whatever y'all missing, we got it.
Yeah. That's about what is important to you. And how was school for you? Did you like school or did you tolerate school? Or how was it for you?
Well, actually, I graduated kind of early. I graduated at 17 years old and turned pro early as well. So, I mean, I took care of business myself. So that says it all.
What school you do? You attend school in DeKalb? What school you attend to? Give us a shout out.
Yes, I went to Martin Luther King Junior High School.
Okay. The Lions.
Our producer is standing up pumping for you right now. You said that. She is pumping up right now. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, champ. No, go ahead.
One time.
Oh, we thought you were giving a shout out to somebody.
No.
Here's what I wanted to know. Okay, during the time you were coming up, how many different sports did you play, and when did you know boxing, or was boxing always going to be the path you took in athletics?
I tried football, and that's when I learned that I'm not really a team sports guy. And the reason being is because I can trust myself, as in I know I'm going to put the work in, I'm going to do my job. But yeah, the fact that it's a team sport, you got 10 other players on the field with you, and you know, let's say they playing around, they not on their P's and Q's, they don't do what they're supposed to do, and I really didn't like that. But with boxing, literally everything is on me. If I didn't run, if I didn't eat right, if I didn't work out the right way, I did too much, did too little, everything is on me, and I like that. I love accepting that accountability, accepting all of that pressure, and making sure everything is on me, because I know I can trust myself, and I will do my part.
That, folks, is the voice of Ryan Norman Jr., your WBO World Welterweight Champion. He's undefeated, 21 KOs. But coming up next, you got a difficult task. You got Devin Haney. Or is it difficult? Let's hear a little of that talk.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little of that pre-fight talk that's coming up. November 22nd, right?
I mean, November 22nd in Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, yeah.
The definition of a world champion. But they say it's going to be difficult, but we shall see. I'm not here for nothing. I'm not training so hard for nothing. And if this is my sport, it's time for me to take over.
So you, when you go into a bout, you are doing it whatever it is you need to do. You're not thinking about that other opponent and what you hear about, whether it's southpaw or not. There are things that, because we hear that in team sports all the time, too.
Yeah.
If we do what we do, we're not worried about who our opponent is.
But styles do make fights. And that's the thing. Which way do you do? Which way do you lean?
Well, I say no matter what, I do study my opponent to, you know, get a gist of what he likes to do, you know, get the habits, get, you know, certain things that he likes to do. Tiger can't change their stripes. So no matter how hard he works, he's still going to have small details in his game that's the same. But for the most part, I look at myself and I study me, because if you are perfect, why you worry about what they're doing? Like you said, styles do make fights, but what if I can fight every style and not just be good at it, but be great at it?
Yep, that's fantastic. You talk about being the world champion, traveling the world. That goes back to people I think about, a Muhammad Ali, who truly was the world champion, fought, you know, everywhere. Is that something that kind of drives you to go and be in different places and Does that mean we never going to see you fight around here anymore? Or what, what does that mean?
No, I will say Muhammad Ali definitely motivated me to venture out and, you know, fight here, fight everywhere, because once again, world champion, you got to fight everywhere. The world loves you, not just your city or state, but the city or state still loves you as well. So I do want a homecoming fight, and God, if God bless me with this victory come November, we can get one right after that.
You know, champ, Sam,
homecoming fight coming soon.
All right.
Sam brought up Muhammad Ali. You're a welterweight and a guy who years and years ago, you know, focused his career after Ali. Who is the guy that you fought? Is it Sugar Ray Leonard? Is it Ali? Is it somebody else?
Is it Mayweather?
Yeah.
Look.
So with me, I'm a boxing historian, so it's a whole bunch of guys I like to study. But Sugar Ray is also on that list as well. But the main one for me is Roy Jones Jr.
Okay.
I feel like he is the Michael Jordan of boxing, and I don't see why he's not praised as that. But I feel like he had every tool. He had the entertainment. He had everything. But I feel like since they didn't crown him as that, cool, I'll take that crown for him.
Yeah, you do that.
Got ripped off in the 88 Olympics, right?
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? But this man is getting it done. Brian Norman Jr., you can get a chance to meet him today. Once again, let people know where you're going to be and what time today.
Event starts at 1 o'clock, but the address is 7342 Stonecrest Concourse, Lithonia, Georgia, zip code 30038. That is right outside of Stonecrest Mall.
All right, he's going to have supplies to get folks, young folks ready to go back to school this week. Champ, we appreciate you being on with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
We're probably going to circle back with you before you go for that fight in November and get an update with you. But thank you so much for the time and best of success going forward and with your event today.
Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all to the utmost.
Thank you.
Like I said before, get these kids to come out here. I know y'all missing out on some stuff, and guess what? We got it. So come through, and we good.
All right. There you go.
There we go.
There you go. Hey, he'll take a selfie with you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm bringing the belt with me, too.
He got the belt. You got the championship belt.
No, that's the draw right there.
You don't get to do that.
Just like Deontay, I'm bringing my suit for my briefcase.
And the briefcase.
And the briefcase.
There you go.
All right.
Brian Norman Jr. today. Get your picture taken with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Man, there are a few people who we have on here who has a title that lasts with them forever, and nobody can take it away. When you're the champ, you're the champ.
You're the champ, man.
No matter what he does,
yeah,
he is always going to be referred to as that.